Welcome back. Halftime, Huskers game with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and delighted to be joined, as we always are each week, by J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much turkey yesterday.
Thanks, Greg. Well, that's one thing I can always be sure. I will eat too much on Thanksgiving, so I'm doubling my workout regimen. Well, if you believe that, I've got a bridge.
I'm sure. Well, you can go walk it off out in the woods or something the next week or so. We've talked a lot about ambitious goals that have been set to grow enrollment at the campuses for the University of Nebraska, 5,000 more students each at UNL and UNO this decade. Talk about the benefits that is to grow the university that much.
I'd be happy to, and a lot of people talk to me about this. First thing I'd say is it's really not so much about the university as it is about the state. One of the most important roles that a public university like Nebraska plays is to help its state build an educated, competitive workforce. This fall, we've been working to help recruit major employers to Nebraska, along with the governor and others. And one of the first questions they ask is, do you have enough college graduates in the field that we're interested in to fill the jobs that we'd bring to Nebraska? So for our economy to grow and thrive, I'm convinced that we need to continue to grow the workforce in our state. We've got huge opportunity to expand our economic base here and to be competitive. We've got a great work ethic, excellent schools, and quality of life. But we do need a larger, talented workforce, and that's what all the research tells us. It's all about your competitiveness for talent. So, you know, if you look at the university, we think scale matters. UNL is the smallest public university in the Big Ten. And UNO competes with other universities in much larger metropolitan areas. So we think that if we increase the scale, a lot of good things happen. More talented students stay and live and work. More talented faculty doing research and outreach in the state.
You know, we've heard that actually the number of high school graduates in the state's going down. If it's flat or going down, that's going to make this challenging for you. Where's the growth going to come from?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's probably what I think fuels most of the questions we get about this. The number of high school graduates in Nebraska won't start increasing again until about 2015. And they are an important part of our growth plan. But one of the things we're trying to do is increase the college going rate in Nebraska. The governor and I and other educational leaders have set a goal of being a top 10 state in the nation in college going. So that means we're going to need more Nebraskans, a higher percentage, to go to college. A lot of these will be first-generation college goers, low-income students, minority students who have not traditionally participated in higher education. We can increase those numbers and make a great deal of difference. So programs like College Bound Nebraska that you and I have talked about are helping us to increase our college going rate. But that's a key thing. Also, I write to every eighth grader every year and to their counselors and teachers about thinking about college and what the checklist is for preparing. UNL and UNK have high school academies in North Platte, Lexington, Kearney, and Omaha. They particularly focus on those students who might not otherwise go to college, and they help them prepare, and then they get a scholarship if they attend the university. Other programs that we've talked about, Greg, like the Buffett Foundation, provide terrific opportunities for this same group of students.
Now, your goals are 20,000 students at UNO, 25,000 at UNL. Out-of-state students are going to have to come into play this. That's going to have to be a big part of it, isn't it?
Well, it's true. We do hope to increase the college-going rate of Nebraskans, and that is our first priority. But we do think we'll increase non-resident students, and that is a very positive thing for us. We think the Big Ten and the Summit League, both these new conferences, will help us with a new big footprint in areas where there are population centers. So both UNL and UNO have stepped up their recruiting efforts in out-of-state markets, but we have a long way to go. I'll give you an example. Our largest feeder state is Iowa for the university system. We get about 1,100 students. We get about 600 from South Dakota. If you look at the University of Iowa, which is about 30,000 students, they get over 6,000 students from the state of Illinois alone. So I think we can have a presence in states where students are turned away because of capacity issues, and I think we've got a very attractive product and we can increase non-resident students. In fact, years ago, the legislature encouraged us to do this and has continued to as a way to draw talent to the state.
What other strategies do you have in mind to move this enrollment forward?
Well, one is international students. We've talked about this before, about the significant educational benefits to having more international students. This year, we grew 10% from last year, and the governor has joined with me in making this a priority, and we've held events in Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln to greet our new international students and welcome them to Nebraska. It makes about $100 million economic impact on the state of Nebraska, all the international students that come, but it's also a terrific educational component for our students. And finally, you and I have talked about Online Worldwide, and In fact, they sponsor this show. Mm-hmm. But that is a way through distance education, online, internet-based education, that we can increase our enrollments. We can get at those Nebraskans who don't yet have a college degree and may be homebound. But also, it's a worldwide market, and that's a way that we look at increasing our revenue, increasing our enrollment, and participating, extending the university's reach around the world.
Big goals, but it sounds like you've got strategies in place for this. Let's think positive that we're going to do this again next week in Indianapolis. You okay with that?
Absolutely. We'll be ready for that. We'll try to think of a new topic for you.
There you go. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.